good morning to you, the guys on the West Coast, and good afternoon to you guys on the East Coast. And I am Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can get through these times that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And as you guys are getting ready to call, I'd love to do a tip for the day as far as something that you could concentrate on. And I'm developing a class that I'm going to do early November, and it's called Why the Belief Isn't a Secret Working. And so it's combining what the belief do we know anyhow and with the secret, the laws of attraction. And what I have noticed more and more is that people, when they're wondering why the laws of attraction isn't working for them, when they have been making their vision boards and working on deliberate creation, that when things don't happen, they feel like defeated, or they don't get into actually a really good habit of putting their energy out. And so they, it's just like going to the gym, and when you, at New Year's Eve, we make all these resolutions, and so we get all fired up that first week or two, and then by the third week, we start petering out, and then by the fourth week, we kind of are slide back into old habits. And so that's the same thing as far as with anything. We are laying down new roadways. Anything that's new, it takes a road, we're laying down new roadmaps, think of it as. And so the more you practice something, think of it as you draw the outline, the architecture of blueprints, and the more you practice it, the more you're filling in the blueprints. And so the more you're directing your energy, the more it starts filling in, the blueprints get darker and darker and darker, so then things take form. And so then when things take form, then we're able to attract it more. We fill in the details more of our hopes, dreams, and desires. And what I've really noticed during this time, especially as we're wrapping up the month of September, which is all the month of nines, and nines are all about closure, nines are about endings, nines are about closing things off, finishing things, ending things, to go into the month of October, which is all about abundance, harvest. Think of it as the harvest moon, Halloween, all of those kind of things that are coming up in October. And so what I have seen throughout the world lately, especially the last month and a half, is the thing that's separating us from our hearts, dreams, and desires is really we're getting a lesson on what it's truly love to love unconditionally, what it's like to step out of the fears and to really go back into our heart energy and our heart space. Because when we're in that heart space, when we're in that space of what gives us most joy, most passion, we cannot get pulled into the fears. We cannot get pulled into what the 3D reality where all you have to do is turn on the TV or go anywhere. The newspapers are bombarding us with fear. And so fear will go right down to our lower chakras. They will shake up our survival chakras and make us feel very shaky. So if we have not worked on our energy field, if we've not looked at our issues, looked at themes that have happened into our life, and also with those themes, really work on forgiving people that we felt have hurt us, that they've harmed us, and forgiveness is the greatest thing for ourself. It's the most selfish act that you could ever do, is to forgive those people that, again, we perceive has hurt us, and that will set the energy back to us. Because so many times when I look in somebody's energy field, they're consciously or unconsciously leaking their precious life force back to situations that could be what happening when they're 2 years old, 3 years old. And again, the same thing happened when they were 15 years old, and all their energy is going back into their energy field, where that's where I see our history, and this could even go into past life. And so here we're leaking our energy to the past. And so when we do that, we don't have, we're not in alignment with staying present. And when we're staying present, we can stay in alignment to co-create the futures that we want. And so right now, the part of the forgiveness and stepping into unconditional love is really understanding what unconditional love means. And what I am seeing over and over again, that we have been, the avatars, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, the masters that have come before us, have all talked about unconditional love, and that their major teachings are all about unconditional love. And so we're really waking up to a new dawn of what it means to really love with conditions. And I just got off a friend of the phone of a friend of mine, and she was talking about how last week was horrible. She's in the middle of building her home and doing construction. She said that she was just really frustrated because it was like her world was falling down. First of all, her daughter went out to be the president of her class, and she was working on this even all summer. She really thought it was in the bag. It was absolutely the thing that was going to happen. They used a vision board. They really thought that Lindsay was going to get this position. And then she also talked about that horrible Wednesday that her sheetrockers came in, and they weren't they showed up late. They showed up actually drinking, and she had to dismiss them. And so it seemed like everything that she was creating, everything that she was working for to create a new home, her daughter was going to be the president of the class, everything seemed like it was tumbling down because their daughter did not win the election. And also these people, sheetrockers, threw off the whole her whole building of her house for 4 weeks. And when she was talking how angry she was and that she cooks for these guys and she bakes for these guys and she does all this stuff to be nice to them. And then I pointed out to her, I said, Lori, do you do that from your heart or are you doing that with conditions that if you bake with them, if you cook up with them, that they're going to remember to come back from you? And she says, oh, I do it with an agenda. I do it with conditions. And so she's, one thing I love about Lori is that she's very honest with herself. And so I reminded her, as far as what we're going through right now, is clearing out themes in the past, and that's not conditional love. That's conditional love. It's not unconditional love. Just as her daughter was placing that the winning the presidency defined her, that she was looking outside of herself, and so that absolutely defined her. And any time we look outside of herself, that's not, again, going into a place of love. And that's her mother was so enraged that she was ready to really yell at these kids for not voting for her child, and she wasn't seeing the big picture, where her daughter, after a couple of days, realized that in the big picture, she decided to be a student to go abroad into France. And so she turned around a situation that could seem like a real blow to her. She did mourn for a couple of days, and then she got herself back up on her feet, dusted herself off, and decided that she wanted to be a student that went to France her junior year. And so if she were to win, she wasn't going to be able to have the opportunity. And so it was more of her mom's problem, as far as to turn it around, to be able to work with the energy that her daughter showed her, as far as getting herself up, dusting herself off, understanding, yes, she had really let down in, as far as not winning the presidency, but she also saw the big picture that it now allowed her the opportunity for her to go study abroad. So that goes back to, as far as a whole big circle of, she could have sat there and really forgiving those people that she felt wronged her as far as not voting for her, and she could have held a place of that this is all conditions, that the presidency defined her. It's same with Lori with the people with the house. And so she was bombarded that day, where she called it like Black Wednesday, where I saw it was an opportunity for her to really look at the themes that she has in the family, the themes that she was passing down to her daughters, and the themes where, when she looked at it at the on a big view, it was nothing personal. It was an opportunity for her to really close off, where she could consciously or unconsciously be giving up from her heart, not unconditionally, where she could really come from a heart space. And that's what I see that we're all waking up to, as far as to get to that place of unconditional love. We really, the keys, the bottom of the foundation, is to really work on forgiveness. And sometimes if we don't we don't understand why 2-year-olds are molested, it's just, or why young kids have to die, it's not, it's like handing it over to saying, so I don't understand why some things happen, but I do understand and know that there's always a divine order to the universe. And so we might not have to wrap our mental mind about it, but when it goes to the heart, surrendering and allowing the energy of forgiveness and letting go frees you up to have the unconditional love heart signature. That heart signature then goes up to what I call that 1,000 watts to the 100,000 watts. Then you're talking about manifesting instead of stepping into that heart place like a master. And so we're really being called to step into that heart energy, to be able to stay in the now, not to get pulled down into those lower chakras, especially if they're in that fear space. And the answer always goes back to love. And so that's our invitation of the week. So whenever you feel yourself contracting, look to see where your You're holding back the heart energy from yourself is what it is. And so, and really look at those places and be very proactive of where you can ask for forgiveness, and you don't have to be calling people, but you can do it on an energetic level, and also forgiving people that you felt hurt you, and it, you will absolutely feel a flow coming back to your heart energy that will absolutely feel wonderful, feel supportive, and allow you to stay in the present more. So that's what the whole this tip of the week is. And also, I can't emphasize enough as far as taking a piece of paper and just observing yourself as if you were watching yourself, like if you were somebody else. Be the observer and really watch yourself throughout the day. How do you speak? How do you talk? What do you? How do you greet other people? What are the thoughts in your head when you see somebody that's very negative? What are your thoughts? Or when you see somebody very positive, what are your thoughts? Do you get angry a lot? Do you get short-tempered? What's the big picture there? Why did you get short-tempered? What is that person reflecting back to you that you feel that they triggered you? So as you do that, it's going to give the freedom back to you. So we'll be going back to the lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit BMSE.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit BMSE.net.
Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you the keys to a successful future. When you master the 8 keys to a prosperous business, you'll accomplish more while doing less. You'll overcome success roadblocks, create powerful partnerships, build wealth, succeed in spite of economic challenges, and more. The next teleclass begins October 9th, and there's no risk because Madeline Gerwick offers a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Sign up today and learn the 8 keys to easily build and sustain the ultimately prosperous business. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details and to register, or visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com for the keys to your prosperity. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Your prosperity awaits you.
The third annual Alive Expo is back in Seattle Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th. It's at the Linwood Convention Center. Enjoy health lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, get a free massage, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission is just $10 and parking is free. Go green at Alive Expo November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Half-price admission coupons available at thedrpatshow.com or visit aliveexpo.com. This is one event you won't want to miss.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, "There's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the talk guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And we're going to go to the phone lines. I just want to give out my contact information. It's union1111@yahoo.com. And I did want to remind people that we give out free energy exercises. And now I want to say that we have set one. And so if you've already had some energy exercises before that we email free energy exercise to you, there's a new set out that's called set two. I came up with new ones, and these are, so if you have the other ones and you're requesting the new free energy exercises, ask for set two. Because if you've never asked for any of the free energy exercises that we have given to you, you could ask for set one and set two. So that's union1111@yahoo.com, and check out the website at carrieoconnor.com to see all the new and upcoming events, including teleclasses, free teleclasses, and all the events that are happening. So after that information is out, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
It will be my pleasure, actually. Carrie, we'll bring on Psalm. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She's moving to California, or maybe for work. She wants to know what's in the cards for her. So Psalm, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, so you're thinking about a move, and your name is Saul?
Psalm, it's like the Bible.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what's up, Saul?
So what's up is I am moving to California for work. Supposedly, this is really something that's being talked about, and there's a couple different locations that they're thinking about sending me to. One of them is in Foster City, and one of them is in Santa Cruz. I really am wanting to go to Santa Cruz. I know logistically they're wanting to send me to Foster City. I'm wondering a couple of things. Number one, is this company the best company for me to be working for in terms of my growth? Is moving to California the best place for my growth? And what does this mean for my creative projects?
Okay. What I'm seeing is that this is a stepping stone. It's like a bridger job. So as long as you keep on, like, I see you going... think of up a ladder, but it goes like a zigzag ladder, but that you're still going up. So that's important. So, but also, I do see you going to California. I also see that that as we get up to be able to do our heart's desire, so you want Santa Cruz, so I'd absolutely put out in your heart that that's what you want Santa Cruz for, but also be open to that if they put you to that other city, it's Boston City. I can't really hear what you're saying, but I see that that's right now, as I'm reading the energy, there's more energy into the city place versus Santa Cruz, but I'm also seeing that it's not written in stone, so think of it as 65% as written into going to the city place versus Santa Cruz, but also that doesn't mean that you can't go and put the energy into that you go to Santa Cruz. And so it's being able to deliberately co-create, but also be opening that this is, that you're directing your energy, that it is a, I see it, that you're not going to be doing this forever, but it is a move. And even, just like I was just talking about the story about the girl who didn't win the election, and in the big picture, it absolutely is helping her career, because I saw her, she's just a junior high school right now, but I saw that she's going to be an international liaison as far as peacemaking, and that's what this child has been wanting to do since she was 2 years old. So when I'm seeing Lindsay's face of your face, it's like you're bridging, you're going down to California, so I see it as a good move, like thumbs up, and also, but I'm not seeing it as, again, temporary. I'm also seeing that you're very aware of this, right, and so really get into as far as working with your, actually, how come I'm seeing that, like, then I saw Tarzan over to the right side, like you're feeling like you're grasping at, like think of Tarzan the Monkey Man, where you're grasping at the vines, and so the right side is the right now side, and also look at, saw like past history as far as on dad's history, as far as it, especially in the career department or hopes and dreams, they feel like the brass ring was outside of them, and that as soon as they got close, they got pulled away. It's so important for us to read, to see our history, that that we were, that was energetically wired into us, even if it was not spoken. It was the unspoken words that are so fascinating, because as soon as we free ourselves from those themes, then we feel like we're you know that there's divine there. You know that you're sitting there creating your future in a much more of an empowered place. Like picture yourself as shaking the hand with somebody like standing right in front of you, instead of having, like, again, the brass ring sitting outside of you, and where you're reaching for it and you're not getting it, it doesn't feel too good. So I would absolutely use this California part. I see it's much bigger than the job. It has to do with relationship. It has to do with your personal growth. It has to do with much bigger than the job. So I see it as a thumbs up move.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Yep. And what does this mean for my creative? Can I ask what this would mean for my creative projects and
for your creative projects? When think of the thumbs up when they're saying that it's much more than just the job. Like the job seems like even temporary. So your creative projects that you're meeting people and connecting with people that are going to help with the creative projects, right? So it's like when I saw Lindsay, it's not to repeat the story. It's like that, and I saw equal sign. It's saying that looking at the big picture, that this is helping you connect. You're right in the right spot to connect with people on the outside, on your in your it's that the people that become your part of your inner circle with your creative work. And so that's where when I saw the Tarzan person, your creative parts. Projects are your heart's dreams and passions. So this is where you're not only having the job as like a temporary bridge to have you do what your creative projects are. So you're able to, so think of California as a good move, a smooth move to be able to have expansion in those creative projects.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, how does someone talk to you, outside of calling into this radio station? I would really love to
go to Union 1111, or my phone number is 860-887-1201, and the website has the number, and you could email and call us, and I do absolutely have private sessions.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks very much, Psalm, for calling in. And, of course, we're running a couple commercials for Carrie, too, if you missed the number. And we'll give it out during the entire hour of the show. We're actually going to now move on to Sandra. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She wanted to know about a past life. So, Sandra.
Hi, this is Sandra. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sandra?
Well, I have some health concerns a little bit. And I also kind of like want to just get a reading from you. I've had a headache for a week. And
a headache for a week, Sandra?
Yes.
Okay. It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yes, much.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm having some health problems. I'm not sure. You know, it's possibly the headache wouldn't have anything to do with this, but it could be cancer. It could be, I'm not sure what. And I'm wondering if you get a feel on that.
Okay.
And also, I met somebody recently who I felt a real strong connection to. He doesn't live that close to me, but okay. He is very much into alternative therapy, and I'm just wondering if you see that. I'm just wondering if you see that as him being of help in some way.
As being a what in some way?
He works with alternatives.
Okay.
He's kind of a medicine man.
Okay, good. Good.
And so this is what I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to get the help I need and if you see what it might be.
All right. Absolutely. First place that you brought me up to as far as I'd absolutely go to somebody that's alternative and working with medicine person, and especially when it comes into my thyroid started jumping up and down when I was talking to you. So even though I couldn't, I was really straining to hear you, but it doesn't matter that words, because your energy body talks. Even, you know, I read people that I don't even speak to. So so that means to me endocrine system. That means the whole endocrine. That means adrenals. That means adrenal exhaustion. That means the whole immune system. And so, and especially in and around the thyroid area. And actually, I'm seeing it right now as far as very energetically in the emotional body swollen. And it has like, it's actually, I'm getting kind of choked up when I tap into it. So I would absolutely tap your thymus, and the thymus is 4 inches below the thyroid. Get that. There's a website called thyroidpower.com. It's written by an endocrinologist that wasn't able to diagnose his own wife. And the endocrine system is so that our thyroid is the motor, our car motor. And so that has to do with heart issues, breathing issues, our colon issues. It has to do with everything. It's our motor in our car. So when I'm seeing it as yellow and it has looks like sparks are flying off, that means to me that it needs a tune-up. So I would absolutely go to that website, see who's good as far as an endocrinologist, the endocrinologist that they recommend. And because a lot of the doctors are, their TSHs, they have us go way too high. As soon as they put us in with the normal limits, or they think you're in normal limits, it's like they don't know what normal limits are to come down to it. And so,
okay.
So Sandra, doing that sort of thing, because that also has to do with headaches. It has to do with eczema. If there's, we always think of thyroid as tired and gaining weight. It could be losing weight and having eczema. And so if there's mental fog or depression. And so there's so many other symptoms with that. So I'd absolutely get that checked out, including vitamin D. And also I'm seeing things as far as the chest and lungs, but it's more of, I go back to liver meridian. So really getting into that goes back to the medicine person, the alternative to open up the meridians, because I'm seeing that the energy is brought forth for you to really get down to the nitty gritty, to really clear out, and especially what I was talking before about, this is the month of 999s, clearing out, doing a whole daily thing of forgiving people and also asking for forgiveness and open up that heart chakra, because as a part of your emotional body, that, think of the emotional body, represents the 80% of the water in our body, and when it looks like it's like the water is foggy, that means to me that you could flush out your body, and it's so important, especially because you're very empathic, and so it's like getting other people's energy out of you as far as their old stuff. And so it's like, think if we want to do clear, we wash our face, we wash our body every day, our teeth, and so we want to wash our energy field throughout the day, especially when you're empathic. So I'd absolutely connect with the medicine man. There's no mistake as far as with that individual. And also I'm seeing that, especially over the next 3 months and getting into January of 209, as far as clean bill of health, feeling like you're in the driver's seat and feeling like you're instead of a stalled engine, that you feel like you're back on track and in the driver's seat. Okay?
Yeah.
That's being proactive. That's very good. And also a lot of changes as far as, and change is a good thing.
Do you see a relationship? Do you see a relationship with this guy that I met?
As far as a relationship, I would start right now. Think of the relationship part as if it's like you're testing the waters. So first go to that you're the major concern, right? And so right now it's like you getting back into the driver's seat, and the relationship part is like a piece of cake afterwards. So you can be testing the waters. You could be talking to each other. But the biggest thing is you think of part of the energy is that we go outside of ourselves when we really need to go inside of ourselves. And so right now you want to go inside, give yourself a major tune-up, and also trusting and knowing that the relationship piece will come up after, you know, as and after you're taking, you're giving yourself the major haul over, the major tune-up. Okay?
Well, thank you
and so,
so
yes,
much.
There's no mistake that he's there. Reason, season, lifetime is what I'm hearing. So he could be there for a reason, and also season or a lifetime, but the major thing goes back to you. Okay?
And that leaves another line open. Yeah, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and you've probably heard me talk on the Dr. Pat Show about how to be wealthy and to be happy all at the same time. Well, guess what? I just wrote a new book called Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, and I want you to have this book so much that here's what I'm doing. During the months of September and October, I'm offering a special promotion on my website where if you go to the stores and buy the book, then I'll give you absolutely free 6 CDs full of information. Check out my website, formulaformillionaires.com.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And the number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sounds like a plan there, my dear. Let's just go and bring down a little music just a hair, and we'll bring on Susan. Susan is calling in from Issaquah, Washington. Her stress levels are through the roof. She wants to know what's up. Susan, welcome to the show, and mine are too at times, so I feel your pain.
Thank you. I'm not alone. That's always good to know you're not alone.
That's right.
Never a good thing.
Never a good thing, no.
So your stress levels are through the roof.
That's what they feel like right now. And they shouldn't be, because I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
But my feeling is to do with my ex-husband and a roommate that I decided to take on to help with, towards paying my mortgage. That's my thoughts.
Okay. Susan, you know what I'm seeing, which is absolutely fascinating, and you're empathic and intuitive enough to know that it's interesting that you said your ex-husband and a roommate, right? And so what I'm seeing as far as with the month of the 999s, again, it's all about what I was talking earlier, is that you're, think of clearing out, and you're very empathic. You recognize how you pick up on other people's stuff, right? So think of, now, this is a perfect opportunity, especially because you're going on vacation. Think of it's a pendulum swinging. And even right now, I see that there's such rebirth, and I could tell people about miracles, miracles, miracles that are happening right now when everyone wants to talk about Great Depression, and then I'm seeing cancer disappear off of people's bones. I'm seeing people that could not get pregnant for years and years get pregnant, like five people. I'm seeing this miraculous healings and unbelievable experiences, but none of that, that's not big news, right? So it's not survivalist enough. So think of, I'm seeing that part of your energy is very much, you're empathic. You pick up on the stuff that's happening around. So this isn't happening around you with the earth grids. And so that's huge. So you could tune in and know that, saying, okay, is this my stuff or is this somebody else's stuff? And so think of this as a perfect opportunity where I have this thing that's called the triangle of forgiveness exercises that are part of my second set that I just wrote out. It has to do with really taking 5 minutes of a day, morning and night preferably, where we could tap into working with forgiveness. And so ask it, getting into the state of your husband. And what you're doing is cutting all karmic ties with him in all directions of space to time. So that includes past life. And then also asking for forgiveness with people. And again, remembering sometimes we have past life hangovers that we could There's always a balance in the universe, and then it goes back to unconditional love. So then going on vacation with this freedom or tapping into this forgiveness thing is going to be huge for you. So think of the pendulum swung. So I'm seeing that a lot of times when it's just like active labor, Susan, so it's like the baby's head is out. I'm seeing that you're showing me cap it, and cap it's like I was a labor and delivery nurse. So that's when we get the doctors. There's like a quarter size of the head, that, so it's coming out a quarter to like a $50 cents piece coming out. That's you going of reversing yourself. And so that's also paradoxically at the time when we could feel the most stressed out, like something's got to give, right? And so think of you are literally rebirthing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. You are the person giving birth. You're the baby. You're the doctor. You're the midwife. And so as you are going through this process, you're really think of shooting yourself, directing your energy, commanding your energy to go up to that higher level. And that higher level is what I talk about, like think of like an eagle, that we see the big picture as we have the human-to-human experiences, and we don't get pulled into the 3D drama and trauma and where people want to bait us in or hook us in. And even if it's on a very subconscious level, it's like clearing off unfinished business. So we could be around people if we have to be, as far as like a roommate, but their energy doesn't rub us the wrong way. And then that's why I always talk to people, like the first caller, when I was talking to her, the second one, about the move from California, I was saying to look at her father's lineage. And if I had longer time, I would have really gotten into why that father's lineage is so important as far as her starting a new life and into her create her whole dreams. And I'm saying the same thing to you as far as you're going and reclaiming and getting rid of anything that comes in as far as with themes. We pick the people in this incarnation that to have our themes that played out with. And so when we call our energy and power back from that, it is huge. It is like literally a rebirthing yourself. And that's where I'm seeing that you're doing. And so paradoxically, it can be when we feel the most stressed too, like we're ready to blow.
Oh, it's,
so what do you do when you're? What do you do for yourself? What is your energy exercise plan when you feel like you're ready to pop?
Oh, well, I usually I do yoga and I do I exercise. I stay pretty fit and healthy, so I do a lot of physical exercise every day. Anyhow,
good.
And I do yoga.
Even getting into places where you put your hand on your heart. And just, I call it the stop, rock, drop, and roll. So you put your hand in your heart and direct the energies down from the heavens through your physical, mental, emotional bodies anchored into the earth, deep in the center of the earth. Reverse it. And so, and then expand out. Feel from the middle of your core of your heart expanding out all around your physical body, then 1 foot, and then another layer, 2 foot, 4 feet, 7 feet, 12 feet. That activated your energy field, and it acts like a buffer, like a shock absorber buffer, so you don't, it buffers you from picking up other people's energy to allow you to stay in your core, to be in the present, and so then you can't get, again, hooked in or pick up on other people's stuff, so other people can come in and make us vibrate vibrations that are vibrational favorable for us, so we feel and flow, and other people could come in and rub us the wrong way, and we feel like we're out of sync. So think of this as you're tuning into perfect pitch for your soul. It all goes back to the heart. And so during those times, we could feel very much attuned to when people feel out of sync with our energy field, but it's being able to not change them, not be able to have us be able to go up to that fifth elevator and, again, not get pulled into their song. It's their out of alignment, and it's also not a judgment. It's just like just saying, okay, the only thing I can do is my energy right now. And so what is the gift? What is this person mirroring to us? If we're all a piece of God, that means that that person's a reflection of us, right? So, and that's what I was explaining to my friend Lori about what is this, these people reflecting back to her. And then when we do that, it gives us keys and freedom to get out of the push-pull game and really getting out of it. It's a this or that. It's not black or white. It's not a right or wrong. It's a this and that. And the only thing that we can do is work with is our own energy field. So really having, besides the yoga, getting into the heart space and feel it going down to the center. And you could do that. You could do that throughout the day by simply having one hand go down to center earth, the other one going up, and feeling your hand extend. You could be in a business meeting and do that. And you're training the pathways in the body to open up and hold that universal energy. And it'll keep you in alignment to keep you in the now that, again, will not have you feel that stressed out place. Okay?
Okay.
So think of you're going through the delivery canal, and so it's perfect timing that you're going on vacation, because people say, Susan, that you look totally different, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 222s. I love when I see the 222s. That's all about manifestation. So you're manifesting. Your body's going up to that, what I call the fifth elevator. So that's more joy, more peace, and that people that are hanging out in the third elevator, think of that subconscious wounded child, chaotic destruction behavior, and that you're there's a buffer for you to not get pulled down in there. Okay?
Because I think what's really stressing me out is that I know I'm going on vacation and this person is going to be in my home. I don't know if she's the right person.
Go back to as far as, okay, the person's going to be in your home, right? And so that goes back into, what does that person in your home represent? But is there fear that they're going to be going through your stuff? Is there fear that they you don't even like their energy around your stuff? They're going to be handling things. So then it goes back to what is the person, but really what does the person reflect back to you? So if there's things that locking your door, you know, just doing stuff that you could do practically, right? But also really looking at it. Excuse me?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm planning to do, but it's hard for me to do that. That's not hard, but that's what I have to do, and that's the situation.
Right. Just think of it as practical use of energy, but I also, as far as putting something, on the door where if the person decided to go in it, and also, though, remember energy grids, and I put energy grids around my house, and I didn't have to block any door. If my husband tried to go, or ex-husband, I should say, step into the house when we first got divorced, and he would every single weekend when I was trying to get the kids, the energy grids acted so strong that he literally, it looked like he got electrocuted and he stepped back. And so, remember, we could put energy around that people absolutely feel, because the energy is not fear, it's love. And so if they're going in there with shadow behavior, it's like having like an alarm going, and so they can feel it, or even be suspicious that you might have nanny cams around and all the other stuff. So I'm seeing that you don't have to worry as much as you think you have to worry, but that's where it goes back to you, again, rebirthing yourself, and that's you're directing this energy. And so we're going to go to a break. It's the last break of the hour. And enjoy your vacation, Susan, because this is huge, okay? This is you rebirthing yourself, so the time in the vacation is perfect.
Feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersubcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersubcareers.com.
Super savings, super selection, super.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to some phone calls?
Will do, and I think we have time for just maybe about one or two more callers left into the show. We have Suzanne now calling in from Detroit, Michigan. She wants to know where her career is headed, so Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Suzanne?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So you have questions about your career?
Yes, where do you see it going?
Okay. First of all, you have a father-in-law in spirit?
Probably both.
Okay. All right, because you're disconnected with the fathers?
Yeah, they're both passed away.
Okay, all right. Because I'm seeing the dad coming in first, bringing in the father-in-law, but also bringing another father, so that means to be an uncle, godfather, somebody in the
probably
dad.
Probably stepfather-in-law.
Yep, there we go. I was just going to say, or that's the step. So think of the guys are all here, and they come in here fast and strong, and especially that has to do with the right side. And the right side of our energy, Suzanne, is all about the right now side. It's the male side. It's the energy we put out to the world side. It's huge, right? And especially when it comes into as far as the father is, I see that you are in a total fork in the road right here. And so, and you're standing in the middle, and part of it is actually, they're showing me, go for the heart, so your heart's desires, but the shorter path, like it looks like a shorter path to like the relief, you could get relief, but it's not your heart's desires. Like if I, I'm an LPN and I'm a nurse, so my heart's desires was my business and to do exactly what I was. I had to invest in myself. I had to believe myself. I had to put my energy into investing myself, and I could have done it as a nurse too, but I had to totally surrender and go into my heart's desires. How come I just saw that? Because you're in the middle of the road. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm a hairdresser. I own a salon, and yep. I have a side business that I sell jewelry with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of another side business that I would be like a kind of like a go between for makeup artists with cosmetologists.
Okay, all right. That would be where I'm seeing the middle of the road. So we'll take the hairdresser owning a salon. That's like the given part. So what I'm looking at is the two parts that all right. The go between. So you'd be the go between the two.
Like, I have a jewelry business also. It's my secondary business, jewelry
yep.
and handbags.
Yep, okay. Okay. Does that go up and down?
Yes.
Okay. And also, because what the dad showed me, it goes up and down. And when it goes up and down, I'm here, I'm like critical, and critical as in, like, you know when you're in ICU and you can see the heart going as far as critical? And the biggest thing is, that we're just talking to Benny, I was just saying, what's the feeling out there with the market stuff, the East Coast, West Coast? And so critical, this isn't like, we're watching a heart monitor here, so it's all on knowing that everything equals out, it goes back into the heart's desires, and it goes into not getting into the fear and understanding that I'm seeing that everything. A small iron with the jewelry market and the handbag stuff, and I'm seeing that gets ironed out. as far as in January. So it's good. It's riding the ups and downs and having the little child in us not feel like that we could get pulled into the critical part or pulled into the to the drama of stuff, especially because you're very sensitive, okay? Going back into as far as with the third, because I see what is going down the road as far as 7 years down the road, as far as you're creating two major things. And so one of them, develops into, like, the two major things that you love to do. And it's not that there's a closing or defeated. This is an excellent thing. Like, you're very happy. Like, I'm happy that I can do private readings and I could do teaching and I could do radio. And so I like to wear many hats and I love to do that. And so I'm seeing that you're expanding out to do the same kind of thing, right? But then I'm looking at you're setting yourself up for the next 7 years, over the next 7 months, 7 years, where I'm seeing two major big tree trunks. Think of tree as growth, tree as money, tree as green. And that's all about healing. And it's really solid on your feet. And actually, it's interesting because I'm seeing that when it gets into 7 years, in 7 years, you might want to go and branch out to something else. It's all about branching out and feeling like you have the flexibility to branch out. And so going and branching out to the other place, the other thing, I'm seeing, have you been, what is the April or 444? First of all, pay attention to seeing the numbers 444, because that's the guys are all here as far as the men supporting you, as far as like a horseshoe and supporting you so you could feel like you have the back of their back. They're watching your back as you're stepping forward, right? And also go back to what was going on as far as with April of this year, as far as in the business, like you testing the waters out, finding out about this other business and feeling it out. And when I see something,
could it be a website? I was trying to put together a website, but nothing ever happened.
Excuse me?
I was putting together a website, but nothing happened with it. Could it be that?
Yes, definitely, definitely. When I see somebody on their left foot, like testing the waters, that means like testing the waters for the website. So going back to the April part, because when we're going, the biggest major thing is really not even about what your jobs are. The biggest major thing is you clearing out your second and first chakra. Second chakra has to do with sex, finances, creativity, money, one-on-one relationships, and the root chakra has to do with home stability and feeling like I am in totally in the now. And the third chakra has to do with all, you're changing your whole foundation. So think of that's, and when we feel like we're totally in that empowered state, the sky's the limit. Going back to having success, we're directing our energy, and so this is where and don't go from the past stuff, because when I'm seeing you testing the waters for the website and it didn't work out, don't have your energy go and invest in the things that, when I start new beginnings, that things don't work out, right? Our head could go wandering, right? And so especially like what I said to the other client, because the men are coming in first, as far as look at lineage patterns that we're handed down consciously or subconsciously on both sides of family, is to take the pearls of wisdom and leaving the pain. My grandfather lost, or my grandmother O'Connor lost a lot of money. She came from a lot of money, and my grandfather came in and kind of was like gambled it away, and she couldn't believe it to the day she died that she lost a lot of money we're talking about. And so there was a part of her that us two generations later, it was really important for us to release any kind of cellular post-traumatic stress, and that wasn't discussed all the time. And actually it wasn't talked about till I was older to really understand what was going on. But I absolutely energetically saw that people could get shaky when it had to do with new beginnings, putting themselves out there, investing in themselves. So think of, this goes back to the healing of you having a solid foundation within yourself, you trying on different hats, and also don't go from past experiences as far as anything in the past that felt shaky, and that you test the waters, and you're going into solid ground there. And so I like when I see trees, that means to me a solid bark and solid foundation, especially birch wood. And actually I do, I'd work with birch box flower remedies because they're handed to you, and walnut. It's a wonder what box flower remedies are really great when we're making transitions. And also understanding that you have the salon to back you up. And so there's a part of when, again, things feel like they could go up and down, that you have a solid foundation within your energy field. And when we have that, the sky is the limit, Suzanne. The sky is the limit when we feel solid within ourselves. Okay?
Yes.
So work with the fathers, look at the past, and also get the energy exercises. If you didn't get the one and two, if you didn't get one before, and they will really help you, okay?
Yep, thanks very much, Suzanne, and we're going to quickly run off to Barbara. Barbara's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She's been waiting so patiently,
okay,
and
Barbara,
I appreciate
how can I help
that.
You?
Yep, and she's got a question about finances.
Finances, favorite subject.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm taking care of my mom right now, and I feel like that's bringing up a lot of stuff, and it seems to, I just feel unrooted, like I'm ready to sort of float off a little bit.
Ready to float
and,
off?
I mean, yeah, like sometimes I wish I could just float
get
off.
Get away from it all?
Kind of, yeah.
To admit it, but now, you know, Barb, it's really important to admit it because this goes into as far as, again, what I was saying earlier, that all of we play out different themes of our themes in different departments. Some people do, where's my love? Other people do, where's my job, career? Other times it's home and family. And so all other times it's health issues. So think of that. You're extremely, not only clear empathic, you're clear being and clear knowing. So you're like a psychic sponge. So part of that is a defense mechanism. You learned at 3 years old, and that's like going out of your body. So think of being able to be in the body, work on closing the things off as far as really looking at, again, forgiveness, looking at the whole energy exercise that I gave. I can't emphasize it's a perfect time for you to do a soul retrieval as you work with your mother. And so then it's like really being able to be the adult as you're closing things off, and instead of having the wounded child, we all have the wounded child, and so many times we have the wounded child in charge of our finances, our jobs, our relationships. So it's taking her out of the driver's seat because she's the one who floats off, because that's a defense mechanism, again, that you learned when you were very young. And so this is where you're having her feel safe, heard, and nurtured, because she did not feel that. She felt very abandoned that time. So it's coming full circle as far as and traumas, and they call it soul retrieval. When we have had stress and trauma in our life, parts of our soul, think of symbolically, went off to a place for good hiding. So you're doing major soul retrieval, and it's going to really help you and change generations, okay? All right.
Okay.
So, very good. You've been listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of Dr. Pat, and we will be here next week, same time.